Okay. I doubt there's somebody else who want to join us. And referring to the best participants, today, let's just go ahead and start out. As usual, I send out kind of agenda or what I wanted to talk to you on this.
Oh, somebody else?
I think somebody just clicked on their phone.
Okay. This conference call, and just to sum things up, I think we are done with the use cases, we are done with the attribute list, and according to what our work plan presented in Brussels was, the next step would be to figure out who will implement, run, and maintain a repository, and how this person or the organization would do so. And if you can recall, Yuri suggested to get into touch with TI or the producer service provider of TI because she thought that TI might be a good solution to the given problem. She then came up with just another idea because she talked to Woody from Packet Clearinghouse, and she suggested to me that Woody might have a solution towards our problem as well, and that he might even could provide something for free or on an open source base. So basically what I did, and I hope that you do not disagree, is that according to the work plan and what was next, I contacted those two guys and asked them if they could provide us with a tool with a quotation with some kind of comment on whether or not they feel that their tool could implement what we would need. So as to this, my first question would be to you is any other suggestions of tool providers, service providers you could think of who might have a solution that would be easy to use as is or easy to adapt to fulfill the needs we have been stating concerning the contact repository? No one?
I don't have another provider in mind, no.
Okay. So if nobody else knows anybody else, so let's just move on with the two of them. I do have to admit that neither of them came back to me with whatsoever. So I can't report to you whether they said, well, it's easy, it's done quite easy, or it costs something like this and that, or we do have to adopt what we currently have. I didn't even have seen any of those tools we are currently referring to. So if you can, for example, dig down a little bit into your contacts and come up with another solution, who else might be able to provide a solution to this problem, I would happy to contact those guys as well. Somebody's having tea.
Jörg, I just wanted to note that Paul McKintrick just joined.
Okay, hi. So the next question for me would be, how do we specify what we would really need a tool to implement? And I wouldn't want to invest loads of time in a specification document. So what I did, quite frankly, was just to give a very short impression which kind of functionality I would expect a tool to offer for a purpose like the one we stated. And my question for you would be, is there any other specification you guys would think of that are currently not encompassed in what I wrote to those two service providers.
Hello, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Hi, Jörg. Sorry, a bit late. I'm coming up for another call.
No worries. Easy to join. You're just discussing whether or not somebody could think of any further amendments to the specification, which was more or less quite loosely and narrow, which functionality the tool that we are looking forward to should implement. And I stated some functionality I would like to see from this tool, and the question was whether anybody could think of something additional, which I just omitted or left out.
Mm. I don't, but...
I do.
Who does? For sure, next question would be what?
Yeah.
No one. Okay, if that is the case, then let's work on that assumption. And let's see how those two guys can handle what is, as I said, almost loosely or roughly specified. Is there anybody who is going to volunteer to contact one of those guys? What I do have in mind, for example, is that it would be really easy for me to, I think, to talk to Mr. Kosakowski, because he's German, he's providing TI, so I can easily just travel to him, take a closer look at TI, and find out everything what we should know about a service he probably could provide. Is there anybody who, as I've asked before, who volunteers, for example, to do the same thing with Packet Clearinghouse? No? Okay.
Do contact details for them.
Pardon me?
You talked to them already. You sent a proposal, but you haven't heard back. Is that my answer?
Right. Yeah.
I think Packet Clearinghouse is somebody who's in the U.S. or in the
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Is easier. Maybe could ask Yuri to do it.
Yeah, I could do that. I just wanna ask whether or not somebody is volunteering to do that, because it would take at least something off my shoulders,
yeah.
And it would give the working group a little bit more of a word in what is going on.
Yeah. Stephen, is that something for you?
That is, if you can, you're sending the particulars on your contact point, et cetera, et cetera. I will attempt to chase down my fellow countrymen and see what I can do there.
Yeah, easily.
And then loop in Yuri, because she will be in the U.S. anyway, and probably she knows him as well.
Yeah, she pointed me to him.
Yeah.
So she definitely knows him.
Establish that contact anyway, so.
Yeah.
I assume it's better if one of the CCs would approach Bill Woodcock.
Yeah, I think it would be better to have it come out of the CC community than come out of ICANN staff.
Yeah.
So I will take that on. Send me what
I'll send you the contact details.
Yeah, and then suggest you include Yuri in the CC, Jörg.
Yeah,
we'll do. Okay, so this, I think, will be the next steps to get a little bit more out of those guys and what they might offer. And, well, I suppose that's more or less it, even though it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Some of you, especially you, Stephen, I think that was got up really early for that call, even though it just lasts for 15 minutes, or anything else we do need to talk about.
Things.
Pardon me?
I like concise and short meetings.
Yeah. We're getting shorter each and every time.
Yeah, but
there's probably an indication that we come to terms. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, anything?
Wim, I had another question. Because at the last call, I think we had, Bart noted the initiative for the joint CCNSO-GNSO working group on DNS Search. And, well, one of the questions we had at that moment was, yeah, but what is then the position of the Internet Response Group in relation to that initiative? Is there any news on that, or has that become clear?
Yeah, it has. I may answer that. So there has been a call from Gabi for participation of volunteers who would like to draft a charter for that joint group of GAC and CCNSO. And I've just been informed that the list of participants who are going to draft the charter for the joint group has been picked. And let me look it up. I'm on the list, nevertheless.
Yeah.
So
I'm on the list as well.
So the group is represented. Andre is on the list as well. I think it's Jay Daly is on the list, and there's Hirohota on the list, and so on. So there is something going on, even though it took quite some time to set things up.
Okay. But
maybe another clarification, Jörg. This working group, it is not looking into, and I think, Andre, maybe you can comment on that one as well. It was made very clear yesterday, again, at the council call, that the working group will look into the draft a charter for a working group which will do an analysis of the security and stability of DNS. So not so much directly into DNS cert. Maybe that's one, because DNS cert is more, as I understand it, looking into solutions, and first there is a need to understand the problem itself.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't add anything. You said it correct. Yeah.
So to clarify the relation, say DNS cert, and this working group is more looking into. Say it was very clear from the start. Incident response is a response to some issues, and this working group, the first step is to draft its charter, and if this working group would ever come there, it will go into a far broader analysis on what is if there is an issue and what is the issue and what are the potential directions to resolve it.
Okay.
All right. So I think we are done. Even the next call is already being set up. So let's see what we can report back to you in this time.
Okay.
Jörg, just one question in following up on say contacting the potential providers. Is it easier that say you, Stefan, Yuri, and me would say in 3 or 4 weeks time would schedule something if there is any feedback
prior to the conference call?
Yeah,
can do so.
So I'll note it, and then I'll.
If you do have something specific in mind, yeah, well.
Yeah, it's easier to prepare for the next call, so that we follow up on progress on finding these potential providers. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I like preparations, as you already may have noticed.
Yeah.
makes meetings efficient and short.
Yeah.
Stephen is looking for as well. Okay, so thanks a lot for your participation at this early time for at least some of you, and hoping to hear from you soon, at least in September, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.